Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Enjoy the Olympics, folks. Enjoy the coming home. Enjoy the fact that Ireland has never won as many medals. Noted the fact that without financial support, none of that would have been possible. We may think athletes don't need money to win stuff, but they do. Our rowers need to be trained to the highest standards and someone who has to pay for that. My next guest has been sponsoring Rowing Ireland for 8 years and took great pride, no doubt, in the gold medal won last week by Fintan McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan. Fergal Burke is the managing director of the commercial property advisors, Avison Young, and is sitting in front of me. Hello, Fergal.
Morning, Joe.
I don't suppose you went to O'Connell Street yesterday to welcome home the boys?
No, I was away, so wasn't able to go, but it was great to see such a good turnout.
Yeah.
And a tremendous Olympics all around for Ireland.
And you must also take a little bit of pride saying, oh, we backed these guys years ago.
Well, we do. I mean, we play a very small part, but like we're very proud to be associated with Rowing Ireland. Back in 2016, our chairman, Con Cronin, suggested there was an opportunity to get involved with Rowing Ireland and as a sponsor. So we came on board, you know, not knowing at the time that would culminate in Ireland's first rowing medal with Paul and Gary O'Donovan winning silver in Rio. So it's been a long-term partnership for us. Since then, we've stayed involved through three Olympics now. Obviously, it's a real...
With medals in each one.
Yeah, which is a real, you know, a real bonus. And look, obviously, it's great from a sponsor's point of view if you end up being associated with...
Well, what does it, good does it give for you guys?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing is, you know, you get brand profile and awareness and that's all great. But what we've found, particularly over the long term, is, you know, it's really inspirational for colleagues. You know, corny as that might sound, we really find that, I suppose, as mere mortals sort of working in the property business, to be associated with elite athletes is really inspiring. Mm. And, you know, I think clients as well appreciate when you invest in the right people, the right things for the right reasons. And, you know, if you take Paul and Fintan, for example, you know, we had the opportunity to visit them at the National Rowing Centre about a month ago. And, you know, really, we're there for a day, they're there every day, grinding away, training really hard, working really hard, as are all the rowing crews. And, you know, it's just really inspirational.
And you can deduct the cost of the sponsor, I presume, from your tax.
Yeah, I mean, look, certainly, you know, I'm not a tax expert and it wouldn't be the reason we'd get involved. But I think in general terms, there's an opportunity to offset. But, you know, like all things with tax, each case is different under our terms and conditions.
And many of our elite athletes, including our rowers, such as Zoe Hyde, have also have full-time jobs. Like Zoe works at Deloitte, for example. It's kind of incredible that they can achieve the top of their game and also have a full-time job.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. Both Paul and Fintan have been studying. I mean, Paul, for example, got a first in medicine. And
so he's super bright as well.
Yeah, unbelievably bright. And so again, part of the inspiration. And they're not, you know, they're not in it for the glory. They're really, they're in it, you know, obviously to achieve well for Ireland, but, you know, for the love of rowing.
Yeah. You're also in the commercial property sector. That's your bread and butter.
Exactly.
Commercial property has been in the doldrums for 18 months in this country. Are we approaching some sort of bottoming out yet?
Yeah, and I think the thing to bear in mind about Ireland is, you know, we are very much an international market. So, you know, we're going to be exposed to the same global pressures there are in every commercial property market. I'm not sure we've been in the doldrums. I mean, I think obviously there's been a downturn, but we have seen certainly the market stabilizing throughout this year. Some very encouraging stats in the last quarter, both, you know, say in the investment market and the office market. So there are green shoots. I think globally the recovery is more anticipated to take hold in 2025. And I think, you know, Ireland will ride that wave. But certainly as experts in the market day to day, we would be maybe more optimistic about the market than, say, general mainstream media might be. If you take the office market, for example, you know, there have been some very large office deals signed in the last month even. You know, for example, Stripe, like the largest deal in the last quarter, Stripe leased 160,000 square feet of offices.
It's along the canal,
Dublin City Centre, at Wilton Place. And, you know, I guess the general rhetoric would be that, look, you know, offices aren't required to the same extent that tech companies don't need offices. So we would be encouraged. I mean, we wouldn't be getting carried away. There are challenges around interest rates, construction costs, etc. But the fundamentals of the Irish market are very strong. So I think we're well positioned to see an improvement quite quickly.
But the demand for the super A-rated, super energy efficient LEED style buildings is huge. What about the demand for, they never call themselves B-rated, but the next two tiers, is that still there?
It's certainly still there. I mean, ESG and the E in ESG in particular, which means an environmentally strong building, that's very much paramount for the vast majority of occupiers. Mm. Not every occupier, but certainly the vast majority. Landlords have recognised that by building to the highest standards. And I think you'll find as well, the development pipeline is quite short in Dublin, really. And we see that occupiers do gravitate towards those prime buildings of the highest quality. So I think for the older buildings, the challenge is the cost of conversion. But you will see landlords looking to improve and refurbish those more dated buildings over time as well.
And what about the input cost inflation, which soared in 21, 22, and even a little bit last year? Has that abated?
It certainly has stabilised. I think it's challenging always to bring labour costs back. So I don't think costs will return to where they were,
no.
A bit like interest rates. So design will have to adapt to that and people will have to be creative. But I think inevitably, as the supply of newer buildings diminishes, occupiers will compromise as well and will look to lease some of those older buildings which landlords have looked to reinvest in.
Yeah. Fergal, thanks very much for coming in. That's Fergal Burke, the Managing Director of the Property Advisors, Avison Young. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.